This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway introduced a bill this week to repeal mandatory country of origin labeling for beef, pork, and chicken. This comes after the World Trade Organization struck down the rules, stating it unfairly discriminates against meat imports. House Ag Committee member and Iowa Congressman Steve King says the U.S. has run out of appeals for cool.
We plan a markup on a repeal bill on Wednesday of this week. We've been preparing for this decision, and I think most everybody predicted that it would fall the way it did. So we will do that markup. Hopefully we'll vote a bill out of committee. I've been counting votes and getting people lined up on this now for a couple of months.
King says whether you're a fan of cool or against it, the cost and consequences associated with retaliatory tariffs by Mexico and Canada are too great to leave the law in place.
We don't need to start trade wars. We don't need to be paying what would ultimately be billions of dollars in tariffs to export our products to Canada, our number one trading partner. There really isn't a practical way, if you are a fan of cool, that it can be saved or restored.
He says they won't be able to schedule floor time in the full House until June. He's not sure if they have the 218 votes needed to pass the repeal bill. Meanwhile, House Agriculture Committee ranking member Colin Peterson says he's disappointed in the ruling and will oppose efforts to fully repeal cool. He says there are still several steps in the WTO process that must be met before any retaliation could go into effect, so the Congress should take the time to thoughtfully consider how to move forward. The Federal Aviation Administration released information last week that they would begin approval for unmanned aircraft to spray crops. Kyle Snyder, director of the Next Gen Air Transportation Program at North Carolina State University, has studied the exemption and says it was pretty specific.
They approved a Section 333 exemption for the Yamaha RMAX helicopter for Yamaha to provide aerial application services using their airframe. The Section 333 exemption is a new process the FAA started back in the fall to allow for specific operators to operate specific aircraft for commercial operations. And this is new to allow for commercial users.
According to Snyder, the exemption will stay in place until there's an approval rule sometime in 2016 or 2017. Snyder explains that the exemption for aerial spray application was for only one particular aircraft.
So the exemption is just for the Yamaha RMAX, which is a big helicopter. It's about a 150-pound helicopter, fully loaded. It's closing in on 200 pounds. And so it's going to be a while yet before those are used every day. The initial intent here is that Yamaha has the ability now to go ask for locations to go do specific application. But that is the FAA's approval to operate in the airspace. It is the state laws that determine who's allowed to do aerial application. For instance, an aerial applicator today that flies, say, his air tractor, his thrush airplane, must have, I think it's 200 hours of apprentice time as a pilot aerial applicator before they can apply for an aerial application license. They're still trying to figure out now how that's going to impact at the state level now for these systems, since clearly you're not putting your pilot in the aircraft. What are those requirements going to be?
Snyder adds that another caveat of the ruling is that a licensed aerial applicator has to be involved. Currently, the singular aircraft that is approved to spray is too small to be economical.
They've been flying these aircraft for 25 years in Japan. There are 2,500 licensed operators in the country of Japan that do operate these things. But a typical rice farmer in Japan, his field size is 2.5 to 5 acres, where we know that the typical southern North Carolina, South Carolina farmer, his small farm is 385 to 500 acres. That economy of scale doesn't really work. You can't just get the airplane up in the air, turn on the sprayer, and cover your field.
The question now is how to make what's approved and available useful.
We're looking at doing the research on right now and where these companies that are itching to figure out what needs to happen next is flying over these fields, manned aircraft, unmanned aircraft, but surveying the field, getting the imagery, getting the big picture to see what's going on, and then using this aircraft either for targeted precision application. Says, okay, that back corner's where our problem is, or we got something popping up over here, and go either apply that way, or do we need to scale up the helicopter, scale up the system, and does it need to be an unmanned thrush or an unmanned air tractor that is just as smart?
Director of the Next Gen Air Transportation Program at NC State, Kyle Snyder. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. The Illinois Crop and Weather Report was released this week. Warm temperatures continued throughout the state last week, giving emerging crops opportunities to advance. Statewide precipitation averaged 1.41 inches, 0.38 inches above normal. The average temperature was 63.2 degrees, 0.6 degrees above normal. There were 2 days suitable for field work during the week ending May 17th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 3% short, 75% adequate, and 22% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 9% short, 79% adequate, and 12% surplus. Corn planting reached 94% complete, compared to 83% last year and the five-year average of 82%. Corn emerged continued to climb and reached 75%, up 33 percentage points from last week. Soybeans planted reached 47%, compared to 35% last year, and the five-year average of 36%. Winter wheat headed jumped to 70%, up 34 percentage points from last week. Winter wheat condition was rated at 2% very poor, 9% poor, 32% fair, 49% good, and 8% excellent. Oats planted reached 94% complete. Pasture and range condition was rated at 2% poor, 17% fair, 60% good, and 21% excellent. The Illinois Pork Producers Association, or IPPA, is looking for youth ages 16 to 22 with an interest in the pork industry to attend the 2015 Illinois Pork Leadership Institute, June 28th through July 1st in the Chicago area. The IPLI participants will tour various segments of the agriculture industry and learn about pork promotion, research, consumer information, and issues that affect the pork industry. The goal is to build leadership, citizenship, and communication skills through hands-on experience. Participants will visit Fair Oaks Farms, a commodity and ingredient hedging marketing seminar, the Chicago Board of Trade, as well as visit with farm broadcaster Orion Samuelson, attend a cooking class at Kendall College, and volunteer at the Northern Illinois Food Bank. The cost is $100 per person, and applications are due June 1st. IPLI applications can be downloaded at www.ilpork.com or can be obtained by calling 217-529-3100. Questions can be directed to Mike Borgic at mike@ilpork.com. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.